In California, lawmakers are trying to regulate a kind of genetically engineered food that isn't even on the market yet. For years now, scientists have been developing salmon and other fish whose modified genes allow them to grow much faster than ordinary fish. The proposed bills in California would impose a ban on farming such fish in the state and would require labeling of genetically altered fish meat from outside the state. Biotech companies say the state is overreacting, since the Food and Drug Administration hasn't yet even approved those fish for sale or for consumption. NPR's Andy Bowers reports.
The fish that may be first in line for federal approval is a kind of Atlantic salmon produced by Massachusetts-based Aqua Bounty. Joseph McGonigal, the company's vice president, says its salmon contains a gene from another fish, the ocean pout, which helps it produce more growth hormone at times of year when other salmon produce less.
The fish are more efficient at processing their food, so they eat less food per pound gain. And because they're growing consistently year-round, they also grow to full size more quickly, but they don't grow any larger once they reach maturity.
And that would make Aqua Bounty's salmon, if it gets federal approval, great for fish farms. These farms are just areas of the ocean where hatchery salmon grow to market size within big nets, and they're mostly located in more northerly waters than California's. But if State Senator Byron Scher prevails, California will permanently close the door to farming of gene-altered fish.
It would not be legal in California to import into the state or possess transgenic fish, which are described as fish into which a genetic material from another species has been transferred.
Scher's bill covers only live fish. Another state assembly bill would require stores to label all meat from biotech fish as gene-altered. A third bill would ask the FDA not to approve any such fish for sale or consumption. The bills would impose the toughest restrictions on transgenic fish in the nation, although Maryland and Maine have some curbs on biotech aquaculture. Both fishermen and environmental groups support the California effort. Karen Reyna of the Ocean Conservancy worries that gene-altered fish could one day wipe out wild salmon.
We know that thousands of farm fish escape from their pens into the wild each year, and the Ocean Conservancy is concerned that genetically engineered fish will also escape from their fish pens into the ocean environment. They can crossbreed with wild fish, and because they are larger, they can outconsume the wild fish as well.
Aqua Bounty's Joseph McGonigal acknowledges that a small percentage of farmed fish do escape from their pens, but that's why he says the company will provide fish farmers with only one kind of animal.
We will only put on the market sterile, all-female strains of fish so that they will not be able to reproduce. And in fact, because they're females, they will not even participate in spawning runs.
And if you're thinking, isn't that what the scientists in Jurassic Park said just before the dinosaurs started breeding like crazy? McGonigal has a ready answer.
If we're going to make public policy on the basis of science fiction movies, then, what about lightsabers? I mean, is anybody thinking about whether these things are too dangerous to use?
McGonigal says the bottom line is that Aqua Bounty's transgenic fish will allow more people to be fed more cheaply with what he says is a perfectly safe product. As for labeling transgenic fish meat, food industry groups for years have been fighting off both federal and state efforts to identify the many products that already contain biotech ingredients. Carol Kokendorfer is with the Grocery Manufacturers of America. She says despite polls showing wide public support for such labeling, it might mislead consumers into thinking the products are not safe to eat.
The bottom line is we want to reserve the label for the most important information, which is safety. The products would not be on the shelf if they were not safe.
But Joe Mendelson, legal director of the pro-labeling group, the Center for Food Safety, says consumers should be allowed to make that decision for themselves, as they do in Europe and other parts of the world.
I think there will certainly be a segment of the population that doesn't want to eat genetically engineered foods. There may be some that want to eat them, but I think we should give them a choice. And the legislation in California is an absolute essential step in the right direction.
The California bills on transgenic fish could be considered later this month, even though Aqua Bounty says the earliest the FDA might okay the sale of its salmon is 2004. Andy Bowers, NPR News, Los Angeles.